Today in Rome, the Italian Supreme Court ruled that a former Nazi officer, Eric Priebke, must face a new trial in connection with the massacre of civilians in 1944 outside of Rome. The decision overrules the verdict of the Italian military court that convicted Priebke in August, but decided that he was following orders and should be released. Priebke, a former captain in the SS, was involved in the killing of more than 300 civilians in reprisal for an attack by partisans on German forces. From Rome, David Willey filed this report for the BBC.
A group of relatives of the victims of Italy's worst wartime atrocity had contested a decision of a military appeals court over the alleged bias of one of the judges. The judge had been overheard saying in public that Priebke was sure to be acquitted. Now the whole trial will have to begin again from scratch. No date for the retrial has yet been fixed. At present, Priebke is being held in a Rome jail, awaiting a decision from another court as to whether a request by Germany to try him on war crimes charges should be allowed. Priebke, who is now 83 years old, lived for more than four decades in Argentina until he was extradited to Italy last year. He's admitted killing two of the victims of the Ardeatine Caves massacre, but pleaded that he had no alternative to obeying superior military orders. The first trial here accepted this defence and also decided that he should go free because the crime was subject to a statute of limitations and could not be the subject of a trial more than 50 years later.
The BBC's David Willey in Rome.